Is this your bag of coffee grounds, Yael?
Yes, Don. Don't throw it in the trash.
What are you saving grounds for? Your garden? I've heard that coffee makes a good soil conditioner.
No, it's to help stop global warming.
What?
Researchers have found that if they mix coffee grounds with water and lye, dry it at high temperatures, and rinse off the lye, they can create activated carbon. They can then use the coffee carbon to trap methane.
Methane's a powerful greenhouse gas, isn't it?
Carbon dioxide gets all the press, but there are actually five gases that contribute to global warming. Water vapor, carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, and ozone. Methane is 34 times more powerful than carbon dioxide. Natural gas leaks, landfill decomposition, industrial pollution, and even livestock digestive systems release methane to the atmosphere. Total methane release has declined 15% since the 90s because petroleum companies are releasing less gas. But agricultural production has actually increased.
If I understand you, coffee carbon is the same as activated carbon in water filters and deodorizers. If they have carbon filters already, why use coffee carbon?
Price is a big factor. Coffee carbon can store up to 7% of its weight in methane. That's less efficient than higher tech products, but it's a lot cheaper. Plus, there are plenty of coffee grounds available out there. The biggest challenge may be collecting the grounds and setting up air filtering systems on farms. Have a cup of coffee. Get rid of methane. It's a win-win.
I can see it now. Every farm will have its own coffee shop. They can call them Moo Bucks.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.